KB Winkler here, author of Campus, a novel that wants to be a musical, that I have been podcasting. I got 7 episodes in, I was going strong, and then life happened. Yes, it did, big time. My mother was in the hospital, and I had to go to Alabama. I didn't have to, I wanted to be with my mother and to help her. And then I went back a second time while I was still teaching school and while I was still doing all of these other things. I was also in a play. I also got my spring summer edition of Teach Write, my literary journal that I edit and produce. And I got that out, but I just had to set aside one of my favorite things to do, which is this podcasted novel. But I am back with a very weird, the whole thing is weird, I know, but a very weird episode that features the song, The Liberal Arts. Actually, it's the lyrics for the song that will be someday in the future, but I just can't make it happen right now for so many reasons that you don't want to hear about. But someday it will happen. The lyrics are written. I just don't have the musical ability to create a song. However, this novel wants to be a musical. It wants to be a musical, so I had to find a way to bring a musical element into it. And thanks to Bedrich Smetana, who wrote The Moldau, which is a wonderful piece of music, I do have music because his music is in the public domain, and I found a Creative Commons recording by the Czech Symphony Orchestra, a Czech State Symphony Orchestra, that I can use without having to pay any royalties or anything like that, because it's part of Creative Commons. And I'm very excited about that. So you are going to hear that as you hear the lyrics of the song. And you get to know more about the fairy god teachers that were introduced last time. So we have the 3 fairy god teachers together again in this episode of Campus. I lived in Chicago. You lived in Chicago? Back when I was a girl, one thing I used to do, only one thing. What was it? I used to read. Who would have guessed? I mean, only read. You'd think the teachers would agree that reading was a great activity, but they would roll their eyes and give that look when they called on me and my nose was in a book. I read The 3 Musketeers in history, I think Jane Eyre in P.E. In science, it was Pride and Prejudice, Lord of the Rings I read in math. I even got in trouble for reading in English class. Why was that? I'm not sure of the cause, but I think it was because I was reading Judy Blume instead of Sylvia Plath. But what does this have to do with signing up kids for class? How do we make them move, get them up off their tiny ass? I'll tell you. And then there came a day, that wonderful, glorious day. Here we go. When I knew, without a doubt, what learning was all about. It was fifth grade and I was all alone. I had no friends to call my own. Just only had my books to keep me company, to keep away the looks they gave to me. Then we went to the art museum, the Chicago Art Museum. And walking down the staircase, I looked up and saw it fill the wall, a painting all in black. All in black? Mainly black, with a thin line of white running down the middle and an orange line running down the side. That was all. Then I walked down that massive stairway, step by step, moving closer, moving nearer to the truth. What truth? There was something in all the blackness. You couldn't see it from afar. There was meaning in the darkness, shapes and form and art. I love this little story, but I'm not sure what it means.
That makes two of us. I just don't see what you're trying to say.
I'm trying to say that after that day, I knew what school was all about, giving me knowledge for my work, but teaching me so much more, teaching me how to live and what to live for. Because you only know what truth is when you get close enough to see. I learned that's what the liberal arts could give to me. The liberal arts. The liberal arts. Because you only know what truth is when you get close enough to see. Now I know what you mean. I felt it too. I only cared about computing when I was in school. And chemistry was okay too. The calculations were somewhat challenging. Then I went to a symphony with my class, drugged to hear a full orchestra on the lawn of an old mansion in downtown Tulsa.
Tulsa?
Downtown Tulsa on the lawn with my 10th grade class when I was just 15. I sat through some Baroque, didn't really have a choice, and some other too straightforward, I can't remember what it was. Then came the Moldau.
The what?
Bedrich Smetana's The Moldau.
Right.
I never heard anything like it before. It was a river. A river flowing through the music, through my mind, starting as a stream, running through the strings. And I heard the poem, the musical poem, with structure and form. So I'm trying to say that after that day, I knew what school was all about, giving me knowledge for day to day, but teaching me so much more, teaching me how to live and what to live for. Because you only know what truth is when you sit still enough to hear. I learned that's what the liberal arts could make so clear. The liberal arts. The liberal arts. Because you only know what truth is when you sit still enough to hear.
Well, you two can really get on my nerves. I just don't like people, it's true, but you're really all right, you two. I see what you're trying to say because it's happened to me one day.
It did. It did. Actually, it was one night.
Oh, no, not one night.
Well, yeah, there was a girl, a beautiful girl with brown eyes and brown hair, who wore lots of leather, if I remember right, in my acting class. But she was different than the others. Didn't want to be a star. She studied and studied, wanted to be a doctor. But I didn't care. I just wanted to get with her backstage.
Oh, please. Well, anyway, she wanted to go on this field trip. I didn't really want to go to the planetarium in Pittsburgh. I didn't know you lived in Pittsburgh. There's a lot you don't know. So I signed up for this field trip, flirted with her on the bus, but she wouldn't sit next to me. In a darkened room with us boys, I guess she was right not to sit next to us boys at night. So I was bored out of my skull as the show began to start, just about to go to sleep until it happened. What happened? Out came the stars in the center of the winter night. They said I could see a hunter I didn't see. They said two stars mark his shoulders and two stars mark his knees. Then they outlined his form, standing with his arms upraised. A hunter, standing strong. I saw Orion. I saw the Orion Nebula. I'm trying to say that after that day, I knew what school was all about. Giving me knowledge for my work, but teaching me so much more. Teaching me how to live and what to live for. Because you only know what truth is when someone points you to the light. I learned what liberal arts can do that fine winter's night. The liberal arts! The liberal arts! Because you only know what truth is when someone points you to the light. That's the day I wanted to teach drama. That's the day I wanted to teach math. That's the day I knew I could teach English. To teach the liberal arts. Oh, do you hear those cymbals? Oh, I love it. Oh, those cymbals are great. Oh, now wait. Listen to this. This is so great. I guess what? This is it. It's the Moldau. It's been playing behind us the whole time. I can hear it.
She can hear it.
Yes, it gets quiet. Quiet.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, it's kind of nice. Is that how it is?
No, it's not over yet. Here we go. It gets very quiet. But wait.
What?
That's very nice. Yeah, I like it.
The fairy god teachers are indeed magical creatures. They can fly and sprinkle fairy dust on their worthy protégés to help them along their educational way, protecting them somewhat from the wiles of the demon dogs and haints, zombies and vampires, even petty bureaucrats and compromised administrators to a limited extent. But the fairies are far from omnipotent and certainly not omniscient. They would have seen that slimy, slithering snake of a vampire, Corey Hollifield III, lurking in the shadows behind the makeshift stage. Corey Hollifield, who had turned on his phone's handy recording device. Of course, what he was doing is illegal against the wiretapping laws in North Carolina, but what did he care? He was a Hollifield after all. Yes, the slime bucket recorded every word, those dastardly teachers said, especially noting the operative words liberal and arts being repeated again and again, reverently even. How pitiful. And yet, how wonderful, he thought, to have this recording and have power over these little fairies who had tormented him for so long, not giving him A's when he asked nicely, failing him for minor infractions like buying essays from goodpaperscheap.com and paying that IT hacker wizard to steal those test questions for the math exam. How did McBride figure out he cheated anyway, and why did she care? Finally, the fairy trio shut up with the damn poetry slam and left the stage, off to harass more students with their unrealistic expectations like reading the syllabus, turning in assignments by the due date, and following directions. Oh yes, Corey knew just who would want to listen to that recording. This might be fun. A little scary. I mean, talking to the man, you know. But fun. One thing I love about creative work is serendipity. What a wonderful occurrence when things just fall into place. It was last summer when I was writing every day to finish the rough draft of Campus when I started doing research to find the right piece of music that I imagined would inspire my character, a 15-year-old girl uninterested in the concert of classical music she was forced to attend. On the Kennedy Center's website, I found a short article written for young people about the Moldau by Czech composer Bedřich Smetana. According to the article, Smetana was inspired by his love for his country and for the Moldau River that runs through the Czech countryside and into Prague. It is a musical poem telling the story of the river's journey as it encounters the people and landscapes that Smetana loved. There is even a musical description of whitewater rapids. Being a musical novice, I appreciated the simple language of the article that explained how the French horns and trumpets could represent hunters chasing deer through the forest and violins playing a polka at a wedding feast. Flutes become mermaids in the moonlight. Below the description of the piece was a video of the Moldau being performed at the Kennedy Center. Astounding. I knew I had found the piece that had inspired my character. See? Serendipity. But it doesn't stop there. Oh no. Now I had to find a recording in the public domain that I could freely use. Would it be possible? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. I support Creative Commons for a reason, so that's the first place I went, and I wasn't disappointed. A simple search led me to a recording of the Moldau in the public domain provided by MuseOpen. I learned that, I'm quoting from their website, quote, MuseOpen, www.museopen.org, is a 501c3 nonprofit focused on improving access and exposure to music by creating free resources and educational materials. We provide recordings, sheet music, and textbooks to the public for free without copyright restrictions. Put simply, our mission is to set music free. End quote. I discovered all sorts of things that will help me with this project and more. The website even has a free streaming classical radio station that I'm listening to as I write this. See? Serendipity. But there's more. I uploaded the music into Audacity, another open source that I love, and then just started reading the lyrics to my song, The Liberal Arts. It was such an incredible experience. Without planning or manipulating anything, the lyrics of the song just seemed to fall into place with the music. Is that what musicians feel like when they are improvising? Whatever it is, it's a great feeling. Serendipity. Now, full confession, the piece was too long for my song, so I did cut some of the middle so I could have the ending that I love so much. Sorry to you musical purists out there, but not really. I mean, I'm creating, feeling free from the shackles of having to do anything any certain way. Good or bad, this poddle is mine, and I love it.